7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Well, time zone appropriate greetings. It's 1930 UTC, and that means it's time for another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee, and I'm sitting in my car in a parking lot on an extremely cold day. When I checked the temperature before I left, it was 4 degrees Fahrenheit. What is that, about negative 12 Celsius? Yes, it's a brisk and freezing cold day today. So cold that when I started my car up, you know how when you first start up a car, it usually dings? My car has a bell. It goes ding, ding, ding. It was so cold that the bell was kind of frozen and it just went dink, dink, dink instead of ding, ding. So here I am sitting in front of a car. I'm parked in a parking lot. And this car in front of me has the license plate HK, then the numeral 4, and then the word life. HK for life. Now, that HK could stand for Hong Kong. It could stand for Heckler and Koch. Or it could just be an abbreviation for hack. Hack for life. And that's what I like to think it is. But it's probably nothing nearly so cool. Well, we're going to have to get out of the car and brave the parking lot eventually. So here we go. I'm at the store. I wouldn't have gone out today, but I did in fact need some food and stuff. So here we are at the big grocery store today. I thought that was my mom and dad's car. That's funny. My parents don't shop at this store, but it was not them. Okay. So anyway, good thing there's not very much wind or else it would be brutal. I got 2 coats on today. I'm putting my keys in my pocket. Here we are in the vestibule. Now all I gotta do is remember what it is that I came here for today. I'm remembering graham crackers. That's one of the things I need today. And do I want barbecue? Oh, I don't know. I also need to change my glasses. I got my sunglasses on, even though it was completely overcast. There's enough snow on the ground where I start to get, not quite snow blind, but the glare just about kills me. Okay, so one box of graham crackers. Oh, and I also need to get tea. Oh, and I also cannot go down the rest of this aisle. Because that one girl is working. She's working down there. And I don't want anybody to think I'm a stalker. Because I'm not. Oh. Yeah, this is the same girl who, about, I don't know, a couple months ago now, I guess, she came up to me and she said, "You need help finding anything." And I was sort of surprised because there was other people standing around too, but she decided to come and talk to me. And then for the next 20 minutes, she led me around and was pretty much my personal shopper. Just looking for, you know, every time we found what I needed, she's like, "Anything else you need?" I'm like, "Yeah, I need blah." Then we'd have to go look for that. So being as I don't feel like doing that today, we're just going to avoid cute long-haired blonde girl. And there. Now I've got my regular glasses on. And do I hear Eddie Money on the in-store PA? Yeah, he's got 2 tickets to Paradise. Oh, please. Oh, nice boots. I like that girl's boots. Okay, so now we need to walk over here and get tea. And as I round this corner, there's stuffed animals above the batteries, and one of them is a ring-tailed lemur. And that ring-tailed lemur is $30. I kind of want to buy it, but I don't actually have $30. Well, not $30 that I can spend on a toy lemur. Okay, where's my tea? Here it is. Yay! One box of tea. Two boxes of tea. And what else do we need? Well, now we need to get food. And one thing I was thinking about the other day is that Farmer Brown's salad dressing. Do I want to get some? Because that then implies that I need to eat some salads. And salad is summer food. Salad is cold food, and I need hot food during the winter. You know what? I just realized something. Is this woman my neighbor? She's got a baby that's about the right age. The baby's staring right at me. I always make faces at babies when the adults aren't looking. It confuses the babies. Okay. So, where am I going? I walked past the aisle I needed to be in. Not the salad dressing aisle, the breakfast bars. Cereal bars. I've been eating these breakfast bars lately. Not for breakfast, because as you know, I eat waffles for breakfast. Waffles. Waffles, waffles, waffles. But, these cereal bars are pretty much my midnight snack. What's with the music in here today? I'm about to snap. Okay, so now we're gonna go find the salad dressings. Do I really want this salad dressing? Last night I was sure craving a salad. I'm not craving the salad as much today, but that doesn't mean I won't crave it later. Okay, so here we go. Here's all the local salad dressings. And I don't see mine. I must have hallucinated it. We got Mr. C's. We got the original Caniglia's. We got Big Fred's. And I am SOL. So, okay, that makes the decision about the salad for me. So now, what do I want? Oh, this is not the waffle store. I do not need to buy waffles. And there's bananas again. Do I need some bananas? Bananas, orange juice, and marshmallows? It's kind of cold to be drinking orange juice. But I do need some healthy fruit. Okay, so what am I going to do today? What am I going to do for food today? Should we be looking at barbecue? We probably should. Should we be looking at bananas? I'm still standing here in front of the damn bananas. 59 cents a pound. And there's more bananas over here. 49 cents a pound. 10 cent difference in bananas? I cannot identify it at this time, other than they have different colored stickers on them. So, should I grab a couple bananas? I'm gonna do it. Just in case. Just to make sure I'm not going absolutely crazy. Where's my banana bunch that I want? This is it right here. Triple bananas. I should probably... Do I want to put these in a bag? I think I do. The trick is, how am I going to be able to make myself eat these bananas? The irony is, whereas I do like bananas, or I should say I do like the flavor of bananas, something else about them bothers me. I guess it's the texture or something. They're too mushy for me. So I have to do weird things to trick myself into being able to eat a banana. So now I need to go buy orange juice and marshmallows. Where are these things? I have no idea, since I don't normally buy them. I do not know where to go. I'm guessing the cookie aisle for marshmallows. Oh, we can't go down here because that's where the girl is. God, she is a cutie. I need to find the orange juice first, apparently. Bula bula bula. What kind of orange juice do I want? Do I want frozen concentrate orange juice? Or do I want some ready-to-drink orange juice? I'm gonna get the ready-to-drink orange juice just for the sake of saving some time. Whew. All right, I've been in here too long. I can tell that I've been in here for about 10 minutes now because I'm starting to get hot. I'll remind everyone that I'm wearing two coats. My regular coat, which is really just sort of a sweatshirt. And I've got this big ol' black, thick wool trench coat on. Wow, here's a bunch of eggnog. Yuck. Okay, to the orange juice. And there's a lot of different kinds of orange juice. Do I want a big bottle? Do I want a little bottle? Hey, here's some orange juice that already has banana in it. Ain't that something? Do I want pulp? Do I want non-pulp? To be honest, I really don't care. I don't know what it is about my lack of caring about orange juice. But I think I'm going to buy this one. Low acid. I didn't know such a thing existed. But I'm going to buy it just so that my guts don't get all freaked out. Because my guts have been a little bit questionable lately. So we're going to try to avoid all things that can aggravate the condition. Now, where the hell are the marshmallows? Starting to get hot. We need to get out of here fast. We gotta find me some marshmallows. If I was marshmallows, what aisle would I be in? Bread and cereal and Pop-Tarts? Juice, cookies, candy? That's where I would be. Or baking. Okay, well, we're gonna try baking. Oh, and I think I see them already. I think I hear David Bowie on the radio now. Yeah. Here's my marshmallows. Jet puffed. And we're done. Oh, it's Modern Love by David Bowie. But I try. I think I can play this on my Zook. Walk by the aisle with the girl in it and avoid it and go up the bread aisle instead to get back to the cashiers. It's like a maze where you have to avoid the cuties. Running around and hiding from them. Oh, I'm starting to get a little too hot. I need to be back outside very soon, and there's an open cashier who's just dying for my business.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you today?
I am well. I love this song.
Would you like paper or plastic today, sir?
Plastic is fine.
By itself?
Whatever's easier.
Okay. Do you need help out today?
Nope, I'm good.
Alright, you have a good day.
I shall. Thank you. This is the tricky part where we try to gather all the bags up in one hand. And I managed to do it. I'm walking out of the store. Church on time terrifies me. David Bowie is still lamenting about modern love through the 70-volt PA speakers. And I'm about to hit the vestibule again. Oh, yes. Here we go. Through the doors. I'm cooler already. Oh. Bye, David Bowie. I guess I'll have to play Modern Love at home if I want to hear it. And we're back outside in the very sub-freezing temperatures, in the 4-degree Fahrenheit temperatures. It's bleak today. It's gray. It's overcast completely. There's not a sun in the sky. And I'm getting delirious. All right, so here we are, back at the car. Open the door, put the groceries on the passenger seat. Close the door. Try to find my keys now, because I don't remember which of the eight pockets, I put them in. All right, yes. And we've successfully made it back into my car. So now, we need to go back to my house. And using the magic of radio, it'll just seem like 3 seconds. Count with me. 3, 2, 1, 0. Boom, and here we are. Sitting back down in front of the TV just in time to catch the beginning of the Newcastle United versus Manchester City game. Whew. And this is fun. Just in time for some football. I do love football, and I just learned how to pronounce that guy's name. It's Gundogan. I used to call him Gundogan, because I didn't know how to pronounce his name. And I never heard anybody say it, so I had to just make up my own pronunciation. But it is, in fact, Gundogan, not Gundogan, as I previously thought. Oh, I do have a large cup of tea sitting right here. Oh, it's good. Yummy tea. Anyway, Kevin De Bruyne is about to take the free kick as a result of the foul on Gundogan. He puts it into the 6-yard box. It bounces off somebody's head. Who was that? It was Otamendi. But the Newcastle goalie, I forget his name, he manages to punch it over the bar. Otherwise, that would have been real nice. Man, I don't know how the goalie had that good of reflexes. That was ridiculously good save. So, Manchester City versus Newcastle United. this probably isn't going to turn out so great for Newcastle. Newcastle has not been doing super great this year. They fired their manager and they got the legendary Rafa Benitez to fill the spot. And so they have been doing a little bit better in the last couple weeks. But Manchester City is the best team in England right now. And some people might even say the best team in the world right now. And how do I feel about that? Well, I might agree, depending on what day it is. I will admit freely that they're the best team in England right now. And will probably win the league, even though we're only halfway through it so far. They're so far ahead that they're probably going to stay in first place all the way to the end. So I'm kind of thinking that this game could turn into another Manchester City blowout. It could happen. But with the momentum that Newcastle has had recently, maybe they'll get some goals. Will they win the game? You know, they could. It's football. Weird stuff does happen. But I think Newcastle might also have morale problems. So if Manchester City puts a goal or two on them, they might collapse mentally. Oh, good tea. Such delicious tea. Oh, I can't stop drinking it. It's so good. It's in that perfect temperature window. And perfect everything levels. Perfect sweetness, perfect tea flavor. An actually perfect cup of tea. I'm so happy. So anyway, what else are we doing today? Well, I gotta check the schedule because I think there's something coming up here in 3 hours that I need to double check. So we got the game on today and that goes until 4. Yeah, and then, yes, there it is. And then from 4 to 5, we have the Premier League Goal Zone, which is basically, it's sort of the combination of a post-game show and a highlight show. And we'll probably watch that. Or maybe I'll take a bath during that, because there's only one game today. Unless they show highlights from yesterday, too. But I stayed up late watching highlights last night. But that's not where I'm going with all this. Today at 5 o'clock, my time. Big Bash League Cricket. But it's only an hour from 5 to 6. Now, a Big Bash game is usually 3 hours long. So I'm suspecting that this is going to just be highlights, or at least a one-hour condensed version of the game. And this is from the Waka Ground in Perth, Australia. So it's Perth Scorchers versus somebody. And I have a feeling that these are the highlights from the game that I watched part of 2 nights ago. 2 nights ago was the game between Perth Scorchers and... Gosh, now how can I not remember? I can see the uniforms, those bright green uniforms. I don't remember what team they played, but... That game, which was live from Perth, Australia, started at about 2:45 a.m. Tobe time. And that was right when I was thinking I wanted to go to sleep. So I only watched an hour of it. And then I basically fell asleep while it was still on. So I don't know how the game turned out. And I would have looked up the results online. But, you know, being as I use a Raspberry Pi B Plus as my primary computer, getting scores and other things from websites with lots of animation and stuff and lots of ads really is a pain. And sometimes doesn't even work at all, so I don't bother looking that up. And I'm glad I didn't look it up, because now I can watch this highlight show coming up in 3 hours. And basically see all the best parts of the game that I missed. So I'm very happy about that. I do love cricket. And Big Bash League is a very interesting form of cricket. The Big Bash League was created, well, to make money. And to basically sort of have primetime cricket. What you need to understand is that a regular cricket game takes about 4 or 5 days to play. And these cricket matches are called test matches, and this is full-on original rules cricket. Now, the problem with that is if you have a game that takes 5 days to play, you know, playing for 8 hours a day, you can't exactly put that on TV. There's no good way to market that other than, you know, sell advertising at the venue or whatever. And so in Australia recently, and how long has this been going on? Like 3 or 4 years now, Big Bash League? In Australia, they created the Big Bash League, and they changed the rules of regular cricket. And they, how do I describe this if you're not a cricket fan? Basically, what they did was they said, we're going to have a limited overs game, a T20 game, meaning that each team gets bowled 20 overs, which in the equivalent, if I use a baseball analogy here, that means each team gets 120 pitches thrown to it. And however many points they get off that, that's what they get. And so that's what Big Bash League is. It's limited overs, just 20 overs per team. And this shortens the game to about 3 hours. And so now you can put it on TV. Now you can have lots of advertising and you can have sponsors. And cricket normally isn't a sport with heavy advertising or sponsors. But Big Bash League, it's all sponsored. The whole league is sponsored by Kentucky Fried Chicken. So there's Kentucky Fried Chicken logos everywhere. People wearing Kentucky Fried Chicken buckets on their heads. And the uniforms are crazy. Traditionally, cricket is played wearing whites. Just white pants, like a white sweater vest and a white shirt. But in Big Bash League, the uniforms are very colorful. Shocking orange and pink and green, and just psychedelic colors. And lots of logos, advertising logos on the uniforms and everything. And it's very Big Bashy. The other interesting thing about Big Bash League is, since it's limited overs, the strategy sort of goes out the window. So whereas in regular cricket, you'd have a strategy about which guys bat when due to how strong of batters they are, in Big Bash League, that all goes out the window. And the basic strategy of Big Bash is just hit the damn ball as hard as you can. Hence the name Big Bash League. Hit the ball as hard as you can and just try to go for the most possible points at all times. And so Big Bash League is actually kind of interesting in that it's very fast-paced for cricket. Cricket is usually a very slowly paced game, but Big Bash League, it's exciting, it's fun. You should look for it. You want to see something exotic and very WTF if you're American, then you want to watch cricket. So check your local listings this winter, because it's summer in the Southern Hemisphere where they're playing cricket. It's cricket season in Australia and New Zealand and South Africa and India and all kinds of other places. So be checking for cricket on all of your sports channels. But at this time, I need to say that you have been listening to the Dubious Cricket Committee, a show that airs every single day at 19:30 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe. I got to keep watching this Newcastle and Manchester City game. So I'm out of here. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.